What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. Tonight, it's time for Braxton Family Values. We got some boats, some cake, but still no Tamar. AfterBuzz TV presents Braxton Family Values, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, killing me softly, and I'm still falling, still the
Coachella all over again.
Hey.
Oh,
B-Day. Every day.
You didn't have to do it to us like that, Beyonce.
Is it Beachella now?
Beachella. Hey, in honor of Beachella, welcome to Be After Buzz TV. The Beehive has infiltrated After Buzz TV.
Yes,
we
sir.
Are now buzzing you in. What's going on, you guys? It's McCall Hall, and welcome to Braxton Family Values on AfterBuzz TV. I want to give a quick shout-out to our host tonight. To my left, we have a new addition to our panel.
Hey, y'all. It's Brittany Q. Hill. I'm happy to join. I feel like I missed a lot, though.
Yeah, but we'll catch you up. We'll catch you up. Don't worry about it.
And it's your boy, DJ Richie Sky.
Just as fine as ever.
I try to keep up with
green
y'all.
Green eyes popping.
Try to keep up with y'all.
Wait, let's take a dance break. Turn it up real quick.
Winter time. All up in the kitchen in my heels. Do whatever that it takes. He got a winner's mind. Give it all to him. Meet him at the finish line. Me and my boo.
Hey.
And my boo.
Hey. You know when they make you say, hey, it's really good.
Right.
So, tonight, we are back for Braxton Family Values. I still don't have a sign of Tamar. I don't know where your girl is at, but we're going to get into all of that. But first things first, do we have any updates and or news? Richie Sky, you are the king of tea.
So we talked a little bit about the tour that Toni Braxton is going on tonight.
What is it called?
I don't recall
Sex
the name.
Sex and Cigarettes.
That's the name of the album.
Sex and Cigarettes Tour.
The eight song album, might I add. And that's no shame.
Was that shame?
Okay, can we go back real quick?
Yeah.
So before we talk about the tour and the news, I did listen to that eight song album. I liked one.
You listened to the whole thing?
I listened to the whole thing.
It was only 10 minutes.
I like sex.
You know what?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm mad at you, Toni.
I haven't heard it yet, but
I liked
you
the
came
one
out
song,
with an album.
I think it's
her first album in 8 years, and she came out with a song for every year.
And if it took a year to get to Sex and Cigarettes, that's fine. Because that one song,
no.
Sex and Cigarettes.
At this point in time, Toni, I need a 20-song album a la Janet Jackson. Thank you very much.
But wait, she had just came out with another one with Babyface. So
yeah,
I mean,
but that don't count. That's
yeah, but
doing.
I mean,
that
was a joint type situation.
That don't count. Okay, I was trying to cut the girl some slack.
So what's going on with everybody else? Because I know that I saw something in my ticker. Something about Tamar, Vincent. What happened?
Well, here's the thing. You know, as we saw in the episode, Tracy was really giddy and excited about being invited on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so our sources tell us, i.e. the internet, that Tracy was kicked off the tour. And it's alleged that she was kicked off the tour due to one Vincent Herbert. Mm-hmm. or/one Tamar. I'm not necessarily sure. That's just what the streets are saying. I don't know that to be true.
I don't trust it.
But it gets better.
Here we go.
Because I also heard that Tamar also got kicked off the tour. And I heard that was also because of Vince as well. I don't know what the tea is behind Vince and what's going on. I mean, I can only imagine, but both Tracy and Tamar have both been kicked off.
That's kind of crazy because I know that at one point in time, at least when the Braxtons first, like the show first started, Toni was being managed by Vincent at that time as well.
She was.
And then she, you know, secured her own management team away from that. So I'm not sure what he would have to do with this particular tour.
You know what I heard? I heard that Vincent showed up at Tamar's condominium, apartment, whatever it is. They had a fight and he got put out by security. That's what I heard.
Like,
play that again. Exclusive. Yep. That's what I heard. And that just came out a couple of days ago. That's what I thought you were going to talk about.
Oh, no. I didn't hear that. You got me with that one.
So it sounds like, because let me add to it. Tamar and Vince have a fabulous house in Calabasas. I think it's Calabasas. One of those, valley homes. Anywho, they put it on the market. Then they took it off the market. Now they're renting it out for an exorbitant amount. I forgot how much they're renting it out for. And also, Tamar has secured her own place to live.
Yeah.
Vincent came over. I don't know what to talk about. Like, what's for dinner? Do you want some chicken fingers? Like, I don't know. And they got into an altercation, and it got so loud that the white neighbor said, you know, you guys got to turn it down.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you got white neighbors, they will call the police on you. Don't play that. Black people, look, right. They just starting to let us into some of these buildings and communities. But if you got white neighbors and you start a ruckus, they will call the police. And I love white people. And they're right. Sometimes we do get too loud.
They will.
Y'all do.
Especially
you say y'all.
Don't be the only black person in the building.
Don't do that.
You know?
Don't do that. So that is our AfterBuzz TV official news and exclusive update for the week.
I didn't know they put the house on the market, though.
They tried. I don't think they got a lot of bites. So They are now taking the road of, okay, let's rent it out. Mm. At least allow for the mortgage to get paid. They'll put it back on the market at some point. That's how it always goes. Because the real estate market, it's tricky. Sometimes it's a seller's market. Sometimes it's a buyer's market. You got to play it.
Interesting.
So if you guys have any other updates for us, please hit us up on AfterBuzz TV across the board on social media. We even got a few folks that hit us up last week about the nail salon that the ladies were at. Somebody hit me up like, they're actually right down the street from
Was
you.
It Lack?
Yeah, Lack. Yeah, yeah, they're I've actually right down times. The street.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got to find the young lady's name.
It's off of Victory.
Because she made a point to email me on my personal email. I don't know how she found my personal email. And she sent me a DM on Instagram.
They have those unique chairs.
Right? Look, you can call me, you know. I may not pick up, but call me. So let's get into the show, which, disclaimer. Now, you guys can vouch for me. We only saw the show into the 9th minute. So we didn't see the first 9 minutes of the show. Okay, so we don't know what happened. So I'm going to go off of basically the last episode. You remember what was going on, mm-hmm. Rich? Tony called everybody together to talk about Denim, right. Diesel, mm-hmm. Django's birthday.
You call him Django.
That's his name.
Django.
So I'm assuming that after she kind of let that one out, then she shared about the proposal and now being engaged to Birdman. I'm just assuming because I didn't see it.
She didn't. Did she? At the end of the episode, she still hasn't.
She didn't mention it to him. She was showing off
the ring, but she didn't announce that she.
But my point is, what we missed the first 9 minutes, she probably talked about it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So I'm assuming she probably talked about it.
Yeah.
So we started watching the show when Trina and Tracy go boat shopping.
Right.
Do they even know how to swim?
You know what?
I'm not saying that to be shady. You guys are trying to jump down my throat.
No. What I was about to say was, I mean, there are plenty of places that you can go buy a boat, right? And it's probably going to be very good for you. Like, if you live out here in LA, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Buying a boat is probably good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for the flex. Oh,
okay. It's good for the flex. Buying a boat in Atlanta, I mean, did you see when they was there? Both times they were there, it was gray and cloudy. Like, that's not a place to go and lounge out on a boat.
True. I just don't I mean, I've been to Atlanta a few times, and, you know, I grew up in Seattle, Washington, and I grew up on Lake Washington. I grew up with having boats and stuff around me. We had the Puget Sound. You need a boat. There are no large bodies of water in Georgia like that.
I mean, unless you're just hanging off of the Atlantic or something like that, it doesn't make any sense. Right.
Does the Mississippi River run through there,
I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
We need to go back to school.
Perhaps whoever lives in Atlanta that's watching or listening can correct us. But I mean, for me, Atlanta's just not a boating place.
It's not.
That's not a place where you go and say, let's go chill on the yacht.
If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, hit us up if you have a boat. Just like China. So I'm going to give the shout out. This is her Instagram. It's China310. She made a point to find me and tell me that it's Lack Nail Bar. Shout out to you, China310.
Let's go visit there.
Yeah, we're going to go. There. I need a fill in.
It's nice. You like it.
So Tracy shares something that, okay, whatever. So Tracy says she doesn't want her son to halt his dreams because of the baby. How are his dreams going to be halted because of the baby? He's not having it.
I just think from a...
You think is that because he's a guy?
Yeah, because he's a guy. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You look like you was offended by that.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Rich.
I mean, it looks like he's going to be there for the baby, though.
Yeah, of course, but like... You're not going to have to breastfeed. Your body's not going to change. I mean, you know, he doesn't have to stop anything.
Well, I think
he might have less money to freshen up his dress.
I think she's probably referring to him, like, obviously he was in school. Now she's thinking he's probably going to have to work more to support her and supply for the baby.
But he can't go to class and work?
He can, but I think she's just saying, like, after going to school and then actually maybe moving out and branching out and doing something bigger, he's going to have to stay there or be wherever, you know, his significant other and the baby are.
I mean, I feel like it's for whoever, if they're a couple, their dreams are both going to be kind of like pushed back a little bit.
Olivia ain't got no dreams.
But she made a good point, though. Do you think
I got no dreams? You keep giving that girl too much credit.
When a new baby comes, do you feel, from a man's perspective, that you guys...
I do feel like, you know, if he's going to be there for her, then, you know, he probably has to give up something as well. He probably might even have to work harder. Yeah. Because she's got to...
Of having to work harder, Kevin.
Listen to what I'm about to say. Because he may want her to be there, or, you know, that may be their arrangement, that he may have to end up working harder because she may be home with the baby, particularly right after, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right after she gives birth. I mean, I don't know what the breastfeeding time schedule is like, but I feel like it might be...
You have to pump and stuff.
Yeah, not conducive of going out a lot.
Whatever, whatever. Good for them. I hope the baby's happy and healthy. I'm not here to pass judgments. I just don't think it's going to be that damn hard for him. Now, little Olivia, I think that's a different story. Mm-hmm. But Tracy said something very powerful and very mature. She said that she has actually gotten to a place where she's okay with the decision that the sisters made many years ago. You know how they left her out of the deal? And she basically, she had to put her music career on the back burner. And she said that she's come to grips with the fact that it's okay and she's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very big of her.
Yeah.
You could tell she was hurt. She was hurt.
Yeah.
And it was nice that Trina apologized, you know, years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also brought up a really good point.
Years later.
Years. But you got it, though. You got it. You got the apology. No matter when it came, you got it. God. I've been waiting to apologize to you about something from Married to Medicine, and I'm gonna wait till next season to apologize. So you just have to wait.
Fill me in. What's this about?
You just have to wait till next year.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways,
like history.
So Tawanda calls Tony to share that the sisters and the mother will not be attending Denim Diesel Django's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Now, did anybody peep? So I'm not a fashionista, but I peep other people's fashions, if that makes sense. Tony Braxton, they say when you start dating a person, you can begin to look like that person. Your swag turns into their swag. And I think that Tony is turning into Birdman. She's going to get a tattoo on her face next.
God forbid.
Now,
but not.
Now, for all of you folks out there who are not privy and haven't researched the hip-hop community, first of all, Birdman, I found out last night, is worth $180 million.
Boom.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. You know, I meant to watch that Apple, his documentary.
His documentary?
Yes. Right. What documentary was that about?
I feel like it's on Apple Music. Yeah, he has his own documentary.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, Birdman, I think, has rubbed off on Tony in a major way. Birdman only wears the Cartier frames. You know, he always talks about it in his raps, Cartier frames. Did you see what she was wearing in multiple scenes tonight? Mm-hmm. Those same classic Cartier. Is that how you say it? Or Cartier?
Cartier.
Clearly, I ain't got it.
She looked good in them, though.
She wore those glasses in multiple scenes. Yeah. She's repping for her man, even when he ain't there, because that's his trademark thing.
That's love right
there. That's love.
Yeah, she should.
But Tony claims that Tamar actually invited her to have this party in the home. So remember, they were kind of confused, like, you know, why would they have it at Tamar and Vince's home? You know, how did this all come about? Tony, you know, shares that it was Tamar that invited them over, clearly before they put the house on the market. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And shout out to Tawanda. Again, I'm not a fashionista, but I can appreciate somebody else's fashion sense. Tawanda's dress in that scene, when she was calling Tony, it was a royal Zeta blue, because, you know, she's Tawanda's a member of Zeta Phi Beta. I am not. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. You know, we all aren't able.
I can't.
We all aren't able. But Tawanda had on a lovely Zeta blue dress that really flattered her figure. I thought it was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
The best looking Zeta I've ever seen in my life.
Mm. Okay.
Why do you do that?
You cracked me up.
That was the only piece of garment I remember her wearing was that blue.
Mm-hmm. She wears it very well. She's even done the confessionals with the royal blue eyeshadow. She does it well.
She, to me, in her confessionals, kind of takes the MVP.
Oh, yeah. Because
I feel like she always looks amazing in her, mm-hmm, in her confessional mm-hmm. looks.
Yeah, even Tony's had some moments where I'm like, ooh, shit.
Yeah, but...
All right. So, Tracy calls Olivia from the car, and they have this very mother-daughterly connection, and I'm trying to figure out why. Like, 2 minutes ago, you weren't convinced that this was even a good idea, and now all of a sudden you're like hunky-dory with your daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. They're not even married. I hate when moms do that. Oh, hey, daughter-in-law. He ain't put no ring on her finger. Ugh.
Facts.
I don't know. Anywho. So Olivia shares the news, but not to us. We don't know. But she said, I know the gender of the baby. And mm-hmm. so, what's her name? Tracy asked, is it what I think it is? And she said, yes. So whatever Tracy wants as a duchess, she is going to get.
Yeah.
But she was being really extra in the car. I wanted to punch her in the face.
She was being a little extra in the car. No, she I think
like
about super, it.
I think she probably been drinking. Because, you know, Tracy likes to drink. Tracy loves to drink.
Tracy, I love it.
This, hey, Tracy.
Tracy lives.
Raise our glasses. Tracy, this one's for you. This
is for you, Tracy.
Cheers.
Clink, clink, clink.
Clink, clink, clink. Tracy, this one's for you. This one's for Tracy. And her love of libations. So Trina and Tawanda, Trina and Tracy go out and they ask the question to Trina about her new man. So did you guys know this? Like, I hadn't heard anything. I hadn't heard it in the blogs or nothing like that. No. But Trina's got a new man and she is in like.
She's in like.
What the hell is this, Facebook?
Haven't...
What does that mean, being in like? Well, I don't know what that means. I guess I'm old.
I guess she likes him a lot.
It's PC way of saying I like this person a little bit.
The precursor to
a little
love.
Bit, a lot.
Whatever.
My thing is, when are we gonna see these people? Because they've been talking about them all season, and I'm tired of like just hearing like these little tidbits.
They got to be careful. You know why?
Why?
They showed a clip of the last young man that Trina brought around. Do you remember him? Let me remind you.
Black Nasty.
They trashed him.
Black Nasty. Remember they sing that song?
Yes.
Black Nasty. Yes. They showed a clip of Black Nasty. That was the last one. And you remember he almost messed up her credit real bad and ended up in jail. So we can't have another Black Nasty. And ain't nothing wrong with being nasty. Ain't nothing wrong being black. But when you black and nasty, it can be problems.
Ain't nothing wrong with being nasty.
You got problems.
You know what it is? They need some relationship advice.
Who they going to get it from?
They going to get it from Maria Menounos.
Ah, man, I knew it.
Let me tell y'all. If you need some relationship advice, you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all aspects of your life, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, including your relationships. How about that? From health and wellness to career, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. So go to iTunes, and
subscribe
to Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's for free, and be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us from the Braxton Family Values After Show who sent you. So every Friday, y'all, so that's tomorrow, or it might be today whenever you're watching this.
By the time they watch this, it'll be tomorrow.
It'll be out. So boom. Get it. Get into it.
Get into that. For the Maria Menounos for the free. Podcast conversations.
Boom.
One of the taglines is the big sister in your head. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I wonder if Trina would introduce her new man to Maria, because it sounds like she doesn't feel like her sisters can handle bringing new men around because they're too judgmental. Have you ever felt like that?
Oh yeah, my family for sure.
Like, you just can't bring people around because they're going to judge you.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine, like, living that life.
And I feel like it's worse for Trina, though, for some reason. But I feel like it's only because she lets them walk all over her.
I think it's a mixture of...
Her sisters or the men?
I think that Trina lets her sisters walk all over her.
I was going to say, not the men. Did you see Yama?
Oh, yes, I did.
I keep meaning to get a clip of that.
There's no way.
And show it.
Let me tell you something. There's no way that Trina's walking over men the way she had Gabe crying like a little girl on Ianla.
He said he was abused.
Yes, there's no way. There's
a battered
There's absolutely no way.
She don't come across that, like that with her sisters, though.
Well, of course, those are your sisters.
I mean, she
they know what your
like,
hair looks like without your wig. You can't talk too tough. Like certain people, you can't talk tough to. Right. Because it's gonna be like, I know what your head look like without that yaki, or Remy, or whatever, Malaysian, whatever people wearing.
I feel like we do too. Now that That's we didn't see that one confessional look when she ain't got no weave in.
Who didn't have no weave in?
Trina.
When?
Oh, this my. One? This
yes.
When is, we missed it.
I didn't see that.
I'm gonna show y'all later.
Oh, when?
In this episode, in one of her confessionals, I was like, ah.
But she had the braids.
No, I want no braid.
Oh, I must have been looking at my computer. Oh God, I can't believe I
think you
that.
Might have blacked it out.
It was that bad?
Don't say.
Let me say
there's
this.
Nothing wrong with natural
Hold
hair.
Hold on, there's wrong absolutely nothing wrong with natural hair. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about when it don't look good.
Oh, she just had like
you can have a bad weave and the shit look bad.
Why you look at me when you said that?
I looked at her first.
You did.
Too funny.
Well, okay, whatevs. I'll have to go back and rewind it
because you got to go back and look at it because I'm like every time I see it, I'm like, why? This is how I feel. In your confessional look, that's your opportunity to
be beat,
kill it, right?
Yes. I think it's your opportunity for a few different reasons, and you know, Rich and I have covered numerous shows with confessionals, and we've seen every look on the planet from every hue of the black woman's shade.
Right.
The confessional is unique because you haven't been exposed to the elements. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like you've been outside. You haven't been sitting in traffic. You haven't been dealing with, you know, you have been in a temperature controlled room with just you and your thoughts and the cameraman.
And right. some mirrors.
And mirrors.
Some stylists.
And you have stylists and you have people. So there really is no reason to ever look bad in a confessional because you literally are just sitting there.
Right.
Just saying. But I want to move on. I want to move on because Tony calls Tamar to discuss party plans. It seems like the only person that can really get through to Tamar is Tony. Is it because of the money? Because I feel like Tamar... Okay, hear me out. Don't jump down my throat. But it seems like Tamar...
I love it when you say something controversial.
Well, because, you know, I have to share my opinion sometimes. I can't just moderate. I got to let you guys know I'm thinking. But it seems like Tamar only... Seems like Tamar only respects people who has more money than her or influence.
Ooh.
Like she's really going to listen. Like, if you ain't on her level or better, she's going to drive right past you in the parking lot. We'll get to that later.
Question.
We'll get to that later.
But at this point, does Tony have more money than Tamar?
Well, Tony is engaged to a gentleman who's That's worth true. $180 million.
And has a documentary.
And has and has Cartier friends. So at this point, I think she's well on her way to inheriting some stats.
But you know
stats.
What, though? What you're saying, if we actually read further into it, is probably not as salacious as it first sounded when
Ooh,
you said it.
Say that again. That was sexy.
Salacious?
Say it. Ooh, say it again.
Say it. Say it the first time.
I don't remember how I said it.
Rich yes, and Sam, big yes. words, all sexy.
No, but this is what I'm thinking, because now what you're saying is correct. Okay, so let's say you are going through a high-profile divorce, right? Mm-hmm. And you are a, you know, kind of big-time celebrity.
Yeah.
Who are you more likely to listen to? Somebody else who's at that same level or somebody who is, you know, ain't never got there?
That's true. That's very true.
You know, so that's actually after I heard you say it, that's how I read it.
Yeah, no. And I have that habit at times. I'm not going to act like, you know, Tamar is the only one, but I feel like when it is your family, that's a different story.
Right.
You know what I mean? When it's your family. Now, Joe Schmo down the street hollering about you, oh, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that. Shut up. What have you done?
Bye.
Get out of my face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But your family, that's different. Anywho, I want to move on because we are getting close to our wrap-up time. We're not quite there yet, though. So Trina and Tracy go out on the new boat, which did not look like a new boat. So, and this is not me throwing shade, but a new boat, I just feel like the unveiling of that new boat, it wouldn't have been out there in the middle of that pool of water. There would have been a real unveiling. Mm. They would have picked it up in a different way. I remember in high school, my friend's parents got a new boat, and like the way they brought it and just the presentation piece and the tour, it doesn't look like that. I have seen brand new boats delivered, and it doesn't look like that.
Mm.
Call me bougie.
This is exactly what I'm telling you. Did you see when they took the boat out where they were going to? Did y'all see that? Did y'all see? It was all gray and
it
bleak.
It was dark.
And it was just like, I'm like, this. That's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to get with your boat. What do you want it for? Right. Like,
and did she really buy it? Or was that just for camera time?
I think it was for camera time.
Yeah.
It had to be for camera time.
I wonder how much a boat cost.
I mean, you can get
a yacht.
A yacht? That's a different story. I think.
Was that a yacht? Because she said she had a downstairs.
She did say she had a shower.
I don't know what constitutes a yacht, but I know it's much bigger than that.
Okay.
I know it's much bigger than that. Gotcha. I think what constitutes a yacht becomes sleeping quarters, like true sleeping quarters. I think that's when it becomes yacht.
Okay.
It's kind of like a condo and apartment, right? Apartments and condos, in theory, structurally are the same thing, but do you own it or not? Because when people say, oh, I got a condo, but you don't own it, shut up, okay?
That ain't jump.
I'm just tired of people in LA, like, just talking. Just shut up. Golly.
And that they do.
But Trina says that she knows how to drive a boat because she knows how to drive a car. Again, I'm going back to my upbringing in Seattle, Washington. Plenty of my friends and I grew up around boats and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You have to get a boating license.
You do.
You have to have a boating license. And really and truly, before you buy a boat, I think it's a requirement that you have a boating license.
Yeah.
So how the hell did you buy a boat without a boating license? We're not dumb, we TV. Stop doing this.
That's a good point.
Stop doing this. I'm not dumb. Our fans aren't dumb. We're not dumb. Nope. Rich is sitting here really perplexed. Why you got that look on your face?
Take that look off your face. Moment like she's
Because I just don't understand this whole boat storyline.
True. What's the significance of it?
Yeah, like, I mean, it just seems pointless.
It's just a different scene.
Can we get back to Bar Chicks? Is this still going on?
You know, Married to Medicine had a boat scene. I think they wanted a boat scene because, you know, they're all friends. They all run in the same circles. So, you know, the girls just, you know, start feeling some kind of way when somebody else does something. Live your truth. You ain't got no boat money. Stop. Dang. So Tracy shares that she has actually been asked to open for Tony. She shares it at that point. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of like chuckled, like, clearly that was short-lived. And then Trina shares to Tracy that she does have a man. But anywho, so Tracy flies to Los Angeles, California to go to a studio lot that looks very familiar. Rich, what was that lot?
I was trying to figure it out. I couldn't.
You know that lot. I know that lot. Was it Warner Brothers? No, I think it was Paramount.
It was either Paramount or maybe Sony?
I honestly couldn't tell. Because of the way she drove into it, I just couldn't. I couldn't get a.
And they didn't show enough.
Yeah.
So, do you guys want to reenact the scene?
Let me tell you something.
I'll be Tamar.
Okay. You be Tracy.
Okay, I'm gonna be Tracy. So I'm so excitable because I get to come to LA and I get to go see my sister on set, and I'm just really excited. So I rented a GMC Yukon and I'm gonna go to set and pull up on Tamar. Oh, look at that Maserati. That look like Tamar's car. I'ma pull up next to Tamar and holler out the window. Tamar, girl, where you been? We ain't heard from you in 2 days. This Omarion song keeps playing. This Omarion song keeps playing. And Tamar continues to drive right past.
Vroom.
Straight face. Didn't blink, didn't bat an eye, didn't turn a face, nothing.
That scene, like, that was the funniest.
The best scene.
And why did they show it, like, 3 times?
Because it was so damn funny. See, here's the thing. We TV. Now, y'all try us in different ways, and you piss me off. But that one, I got to give you credit.
They got it right.
That was good.
Because it was the way the camera transferred to different shot angles and whatnot. And then the way you saw the back of the car, like, fly out. Like, that was just, that was funny. So, we don't, at that point in time, we're just thinking, because my immediate reaction was, when I'm driving and I'm stressed, as I typically am, being in LA traffic and whatnot, sometimes I can be tunnel visioned. And, you know.
No, you don't.
No. Rich, hear me out. Okay, Rich, hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Unless it's my phone ringing, I'm not paying attention to anything. You know, I show up at my job sometime and I see people and I don't see them. I thought Tamar just didn't realize that Tracy was there because she wasn't, quote unquote, expecting her. So why would she think that was Tracy? You know what I mean?
You're going to miss the red hair.
Hold on.
And your sister is
back. It's L.A. Everybody's
you mean to
got
tell
right
me
here.
She didn't see the camera crew sitting outside recording her as she was driving by? You didn't get you got the production schedule because you told the executive producer at that point in time that you weren't going to film with your family. So you didn't even say, I'm going to let Tracy, you didn't say, I'm not going to let Tracy fly all the way out here for me to then cancel on her. You let her fly out here. Then canceled on her the day of. And then guess what? Didn't even have the courtesy to roll down the window and say, I can't do it today, girl.
She had the Kool-Aid red hair. She saw that girl sitting up high.
Nothing.
You couldn't miss her.
Shade. Again, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here. We find out that it was on purpose, and that you guys are right that she made a point to drive right past Tracy's big ass red
That's
hair.
That's foul.
And even Tracy said, "How could she miss me with this red hair?"
Kool-Aid red.
And Julio, you ain't want to tell her either.
So here's the deal. So Julio, shout out to Julio.
I'm mad at Julio.
And the production staff from Braxton Family Values. He calls Tracy to tell her that Tamar's management did not want her shooting with any of the sisters from this point going forward. Now, Julio, you are messy. I'm just being for real. You're messy because I wasn't your news to deliver. I think that at that point, you should have just left it. She didn't want to shoot that day. But I feel like he kind of added the fuel to the fire. Now, even though Tamar's management might have said that to him, I don't know if Julio needed to say that. But for the sake of the show, Julio, being a businessman, he knew that was going to be, your word, salacious.
Exactly.
He knew that.
You don't think Tamar wanted him to relay the message?
Even if she did, I don't think he shouldn't have said all that. He should have just said, you need to call your sister. You need to call her.
Yeah, true.
Good luck.
But anywho, we find out that she's just not for it. But here's the funny part. I go back to it. You've been talking to Tony. Why can't you talk to Tracy?
And I flew out here for you?
Yeah. What's up?
That's the key. I flew out here for you.
Okay.
I don't know. I have some opinions about it, but I'll get to that at the end of the show. But Trina and Tawanda go to the cake shop to pick out a birthday cake for their mom. They end up getting vanilla. Mm-hmm. But Tawanda shares that Vincent has been arrested. Do you think that it happened right around the time she was supposed to film? Think about the timeline here. Do you think that she just didn't, she thought, maybe she thought it's so fresh. Tracy's going to know that Vincent just got arrested. I don't want to talk to her about it. I don't want to be around anybody judgmental. Because I would be the same way. If my man just got arrested, we had an altercation, I'm not ready to talk to my family, then you showing up at my job, and I don't know what you know. Because Tracy, might not have known, but I don't know what you know. So I would just prefer to keep my distance right now.
Right.
And just figure it out.
Because I don't want that on camera.
I've just been trying to, like, hold this opinion in because I know people who...
Let it out!
...are very close to her, and I don't want to sound like, because I'm close to them too. But I just feel like... At a certain point in time, you got to stop living your relationship on social media.
Please.
But that's not just Tamar, that's everybody.
No, and I agree with you on that. But what I'm saying is, particularly, you're living out the bad parts on social media. Mm-hmm. There's a way to contain the narrative so that nobody knows what's going on with you, but you're letting the world in on it. And so now you're refusing to respond to the people that actually care about you when you actually have the opportunity to further control the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're missing an opportunity on your very own show to say, this is what's going on. This is how I'm feeling about it. And I don't know where I'm at right now.
Right. What I want to add to that is, going back to the beginning of the season, their mother made a point. Well, not so much made a point, but when she was presented with the opportunity to share her opinion, she just let it out. Right?
Yeah.
Probably because Tamar had not made a point to tell her, this is how, if somebody asks you what color the sky is, you tell them blue. You know what I mean? She did not debrief her on how she was supposed to answer things.
True.
My whole thing is, when you don't take the time to debrief people, it's going to continue to spiral because you're playing it out on social media and then we don't know what to say. So we just go and play to what we know. And that is, we really don't like Vincent.
Right.
As we have found out. So you can't keep keeping everything blocked off because it's going to continue to spiral and get worse. Right. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I've never dealt with anything like that. I don't know. But the sisters discuss the possibility of Vince having an affair. And I think that Vince has been having an affair.
Did y'all hear about it, though, when it was happening?
Like, I remember, I feel
who
like
they
it was,
said it was with?
I remember it was around the holiday season. And they said that he was having an affair with Laura Govan. And I knew it wasn't Laura Govan at that point because I don't know her well, but I know Laura Govan. And I was like, no, Laura, I don't think she would do that.
I don't think she would do that.
But they mentioned that there was a possibility it was a friend of Laura Govan's. Mm. I do think there might be some truth there because here's just me, okay? Businesswoman. Never slept with anybody for money or I don't live that life. I get my coin legally, okay?
Boom.
Boom. Multiple degrees. But I will say this. If I were in the market for, let's say I want to work on a digital after show network, and I know that DJ Richie Sky hosts on a digital after show network, mm-hmm. I'm going to hang around DJ Richie Sky and try to figure out that culture mm-hmm. so I can get closer to either an AfterBuzz TV or whatever other, well, really there ain't no other out there that compares, but you know what I'm saying.
Boom.
I'm going to try to figure out the other after show networks because I know he has connections there. Mm-hmm. Same thing with these groupie girls. I know that Laura Govan got knocked up multiple times by a multimillionaire basketball player. She clearly knows other multimillionaire men, so I'm going to hang around her. Think about it. Laura Govan has friends around her that may not even really be her friend, but they're trying to come up off of the men that she associates with. So I really do think that there is a semblance of truth there.
Right.
And I can't remember if Laura Govan confirmed this or not.
She denied it.
No, not denied the pregnancy part, but I think that Laura Govan did allude to the fact that was a friend or associate of hers that had a situation with Vince.
Messy.
Super messy. And at the end of the day, you know, I mentioned this last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, but you know, there are kids involved.
Yeah.
And the messier this gets, you know, your kids are going to start to learn to read. You guys got all these iPads and learning tools and, mm-hmm. you know, these Kumons and all these different learning specialists. They're going to read at a much faster and higher pace. And they're going to read that you guys are a mess.
Yeah.
So you guys got to stop it. But they mentioned that they don't want Vince coming to the mother's party. I don't know why he would. I don't know why he would, but I think that something like that kind of happened during the preview, not the mother's party, but I think he does show up somewhere.
They were saying, why is he here?
He seems unstable.
You think so? It's funny because I never, ever, well, I mean, I don't know him personally, but from what we've seen, you would have never
But those guessed. Are always the types. Yeah? Those are always the types.
So? You know what? I just...
You said you know them personally, though, right?
I have encountered them both, and I as I told you before, I DJed at their house for a party. At that point in time, I got nothing. I got no weird energy.
Well, it was a party. Everybody's been drinking.
Well, even before that, because I had to arrive first. You know what I'm saying? And he's really nice. Really, really nice.
Yeah, that's what it just...
You know, so it, to me, I was just like, wow. Like, but you just never know what's going on behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to tell you, because I'm really, really, really nice. And I love my mother. But my mother is that one person that sees the ugly side of me. And we can get into it. Okay? And I think that Vincent might be, you know, that way with Tamar.
Yeah.
And maybe some parts of her family. I think Vincent can keep up a good face with everyone, mm-hmm. but the person who knows him best probably knows him worst.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm trying to work on that. You know, I snap at my mom all the time. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. She's so old.
Oh, no.
But it's just...
Well, McCall, I don't like you anymore.
Elder
you just
abuse.
Sound like a terrible person.
That's awful.
Elder abuse.
She's old.
At least I can be honest on this show, and I recognize that I need to be more gentle with my mother.
That's a good realization.
Because she's older, and she'll say things. I'm just like, why are you asking such a dumb question?
But that might be Tamar's issue too. I think Tamar looks like she could press some buttons. You know, her mouth and
I mean, that's not
an excuse to put your hands on nobody.
And
but.
Tamar probably knows my mom doesn't know she's pressing my button half the time. She just presses it and I just lash out. Tamar knows. You know, so it's a tricky one. It's a very tricky one. But the sisters all go and have drinks at a restaurant. What was the name of the restaurant, Rich?
I didn't catch it this time. Ooh. And you know, usually I'm like on the restaurant because it's like, I want to go there.
But they go there with the plan to discuss Tamar and mm-hmm. their outfits. I don't know. Do they have like a dress code? Because between the white linen on the table, the white linen napkins, their outfits, everything, it felt very like nautical. Their whole like, you know, it felt very nautical. But anywho. The final piece that was brought up, final quote that was shared, because they really didn't get into Tamar too much, was Tracy sharing that she was kicked off a set yesterday.
And we now, here's treated, a shade. And we were treated to another flashback.
Here's a shade.
The best
so,
part.
Tracy shared that she was kicked off of Tamar's set, but before anybody even realized what she was talking about, Tony, with her shady self with them Cartier frames on yet again, says, "What you mean? I haven't been on set." like she's the only person who could be on set. Like, that was actually
That's
really
funny.
That was really, really funny. But I think they're all worried, and they didn't really get into it during the scene, but they're worried, and I'm worried. Logie should be worried.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to call L.A. County Department of Child and Family Services. If they get called, you may not get your baby back.
Right. It definitely sounds like it's worse than what any of us have seen.
Yeah. So do you guys have any predictions or thoughts, feelings for next week? And here's what I'll say.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You guys sure know how to throw that on. I hate doing predictions on shows with previews. And I try to not watch the previews.
Yes.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Then you kind of have a sense. But do you guys have any kind of thoughts or previews or predictions?
I mean, we clearly saw that Vince is going to pop up. So it sounds like he's going to pop up to the party. That's not going to go well. I predict that he might have some words with Mama.
Probably.
Yeah.
And he gonna get hit with some hot grit.
I can't even imagine him doing that. If he's smart, why would you even show up there?
Well, I think that he shows up to the restaurant when they are all having drinks, actually. I think they show up to the restaurant. That's what I picked up about it.
That's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like it's the party. It looks like they're at the restaurant. But I do want to say this about Vince and just why I think he would pop up on Tamar and the sisters. Vincent kind of seems like, and I think I mentioned this to you on a different show, you know, those boyfriends and husbands, like, if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. Mm. Can't nobody love you like me. I feel like he would try to start playing that with Tamar and start pitting her family against her and him to regain control over her life. Because it kind of seems like he's starting to lose it a little bit. So he's got to figure out, how do I regain the control over her life? Well, you've got to cut out the people who have her ear, which is her family. And I think that he might be trying to do a little bit of... I don't know.
Were you a psychology major?
My mom is actually retired now.
Oh, listen, that was pretty good.
My mom was a psychiatrist for 35 years, saw 8 patients a day. And, you know, I do psychoanalyze a lot of things. I'm not trained in it, but you know, I just think that he's trying to do that. I think if you can cut off her connection and the validity of what her sisters are saying, her mom's saying, then I can get her back, and I can really get her back.
Wow.
So Tamar, stay prayed up.
Stay prayed up, girl.
All of our fans out there, stay prayed up. Between now and next week, I just want them to, I want everybody to know where you can find us. So if you have anything you want to tell me, like China310, because she found me, like I said, via email, Instagram,
call
DM.
Her.
I would say my cell phone number, but you know, people really would be tripping.
Right.
Oop. Is your cell phone going
That's
off?
Her. It was China.
It was her. No,
China
phone?
No. You guys can find us on AfterBuzz TV across the board. And you can find me, when sports and pop culture collide, at McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And where can they find you guys?
You guys can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q Hill. That's BRITTNEY. Got to spell it right.
There you go. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky.
Hey, when you see a pot of grits coming your way, duck. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.